And the disciples of Swamiji, if they are telling that we will call our Gurudev Prabhupada, what harm if any disciple can tell his Gurudev Prabhupada? So, if they can tell, and they will tell me to tell that Prabhupada also Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, I will not tell. Why? Because any of the ISKCON leaders, disciple, will tell his Gurudev Prabhupada or no. Disciple of any Prabhupada and Bhakti Vedanta
Swami Maharaj.
Swami Maharaj, like any disciple of Tamal Krishna, Charu Krishna, or Pataka,
Jai Pataka,
they will tell that my Gurudev Tamal Krishna is Prabhupada.
No, they never do.
Why?
Problem.
What harm? Huh?
GBC.
There will be
a suit.
So the same.
But Gurudev, if we want to call you Prabhupada, you would never accept it.
No.
You will not. You will tell
though
us not to use.
It is all right.
But you will not accept.
But I will not accept. I will tell. Don't tell. Me.
Don't use this name.
Also, I object that anyone tells me Goswami. Only six Goswamis are called Goswami. And after seventh is called Bhakti Vinod Thakur Goswami. Are we like them? Can we control our senses?
You can.
Yes.
So no Goswami.
But Gurudev, in a tradition, they are telling that any acharya who has come in position and he has been in Grihastha Ashram, they can be called Goswami?
They can?
They are telling in Vedic culture.
They will also be called Goswami.
If once they take sannyas, ashram, and they become acharya, they can call them Goswami?
If they have really controlled their senses.
Yes.
But now,
very
the sons are called, sons of Goswami called
Goswami.
Like all the Goswami of
Vrindavan,
Navadvi.
Yes.
Though they are Grihastha.
Yes.
But still they are taking it.
So this has become like in a negative light. The title Goswami.
You have seen that dictionary? English?
This one. Yeah.
How you think?
It's not dictionary.
Huh?
Not dictionary.
Not dictionary?
But for some words, they give other words that are same meaning.
What is that?
That's called thesaurus. Different. It's not dictionary, it's called thesaurus.
It is not used?
It's useful.
Right.
You can use, but for English.
Yeah. Well, it's a sign that to go there.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
If useful, you can keep it.
Okay.
Before he came.
Brother, this is published in 1960.
Huh?
This magazine is published in 1960, before they started ISKCON.
Back to Godhead.
Back to Godhead.
Yes.
In English.
Yeah.
The Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj distributed everywhere. So a lot of things that we imitate, we follow, because we see in the behavior of our teachers. Here it is said, under the direct order of His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. By Tridandi Goswami, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Yeah. So, but you are, this is Swami Maharaj Himself teaching.
I told Him, why you are telling?
Abhay Charan.
Abhay Charan?
Yes.
Your Gurudev has given?
No.
Why you too? Oh, in bank, my...
Signature. He was not so concerned with all these things, perhaps. Because he did not spend so much time in mud, yeah.
Mm.
But his...
Surrender.
Today is this appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. He took birth in Jagannath Puri. His father's name was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Mother
Bhagavati Devi.
Bhagavati Devi. When he was born, at the time of birth, her mother saw in his body white
line,
white chinha,
marks
on his back,
on his body,
like upavit, jagyopavit,
sacred, right?
No, like this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
A tilaka chinha.
And also she saw Tulasi, three marks of Tulasi and
Tilak
Chinha. She saw. And once she called Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he saw and became very
overjoyed
and ascharya shakti.
Became
wonder.
Astonished.
Oh, he must be a Vaishnava. Otherwise these signs, marks should not be on his body. And he was born in Puri. So he kept the name of that boy, Bimala Prasad, by mercy of
Bimala Devi,
the wife of
the potency of Jagannath Dev,
his Shakti power. Once, when he was baby, not annaprasan has been done. Annaprasan is
grain
ceremony.
At that time, court festival of Jagannath was going. And in front of the house of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the chariot stopped for 1 or 2 days. Many elephants they tried
to pull,
and lakhs of bucks they began to
pull.
But chariot
they make them pull.
Not moved an inch even. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, at that time, he was the
district magistrate.
Not only district magistrate and also
In charge of.
In charge of.
Jagannath temple.
Jagannath temple.
Mahant.
He took his son, baby, and on Jagannath chariot, he gave his son in the lotus feet of Jagannath Dev. At once a garland from Jagannath Dev
dropped down on the boy.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very happy that, oh, this is the mercy of Jagannath Dev. See, he gave that garland in the neck of that baby. And then some kheer,
sweet rice.
Sweet rice. He offered to Thakurji, Jagannath Dev, and that he gave in the mouth of that boy. After that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all boy when became bigger. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to preach here, there. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Ujjwal in Manipuram, Chaitanya Chaitanya. This boy used to take the books
on his head
and he used to go and very
attentively
used to hear all the classes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was transferred to other places, he also used to hear. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to
teach.
In his boyhood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave this boy Harinam and the mantra of
Kurumadev.
Because anywhere.
Mayapur.
Kurumadev ke.
Jan Bhit Khurachila and Kurumadev Peshilan.
Kurumadev. Narayan Murti Chaturvedi. So he gave mantra that this boy should, from beginning he should worship. And from that time he used to worship. After he became about 9-10 years, he admitted this Vimalananda Saraswati, Vimalananda
Prasad,
to the Sanskrit school.
In
Kothai, Puri ke ki
no,
Kolkata.
No, near Kolkata anywhere.
No.
And here, there, he used to learn Sanskrit grammar and vyakaran and all other things.
Also,
when he was there,
astrology also.
And when he was there, he became the master of astrology. So, the teacher and association of Calcutta or anywhere, they gave them this
title
of Saraswati.
Vimala Prasad Saraswati.
Vimalananda Saraswati.
Vimala Prasad.
But there, he quarreled with his professors. And he used to teach them Srimad Bhagavat,
Chaitanya Charitamrita,
other things. So he saw that they cannot teach me more. He left and came to house. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur thought that what he will do. He opened a dispensary and told that you should look after. But he fell. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur,
the king, he went to
sent him to a king.
Royal.
Where?
Kasim Bazar.
Kasim Bazar. Kasim Bazar are I go. To teach the
prince,
Rajkumar, prince,
the prince of the king.
Prince of that king. He went there. There was a big library.
Huh.
All Vaishnava Grantha were there. Kasim Bazar Naripu. So he used to begin to teach the boy. But he used to teach him bhakti also.
Mm.
Because it was his natural.
By nature, he wanted to.
So, after some days, the boy became
detached.
Detached from the material world.
And began to be, oh, bhakta like Srila Prabhupada.
Mm.
No attachment in worldly life. His mother saw and then tell to his the king, oh, this sannyasi,
big problem,
Vimalananda will make this boy
renounced person,
renounced forever, and he will not be with us, he will give up the house. So please stop this.
I will take poison.
And?
Otherwise I will take poison.
I will take poison, I will die. So what king will do?
But king liked Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
He was so
affectionate.
He has so other
honor.
Honor for
Vimalananda.
And he saw his bhakti and everything and personality become so much
influenced.
So he very respectfully told him that, Prabhu, I will give you full pay and you should stop. Where you will be, I will send that
money
pay to you. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati refused this and returned back.
But he read all the books in his library.
And at that time, he read all the Vaishnava
Grantha
books, commentaries and everything. And he was so learned in astrology that the Chancellor,
Kolkata University,
Ashutosh Mukherjee, of Bengal, governor of Bengal also, he told that, I will keep a seat for you. You should teach
astrology.
Other students. But he refused. I have not come to count the stars of sky and
sand of the earth.
Sands of earth are all these things. Mm-hmm. He refused. But Ashutosh Mukherjee told that this seat is
reserved
for you until you are alive. So for a long time it was
vacant
for him. But Prabhupada never accepted. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur was thinking what to do. How to engage this boy? And he bought it. Bad means
Khridar.
Bought. A land property. Jamidari. Land property in Mayapur. That you see. From Chaitanya Math to Mahaprabhu Bhatt place.
Jogpit.
Jogpit. All. And he made a hut
and established
and kept Vishnu Priya Devi with
Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu.
Kurma also.
And Lakshmi Priya. And others. And he told that you should look after this estate.
That was in Yogapit.
Yogapit. From Yogapit to.
Yes, but he established Thakurji in Yogapit. Yogapit.
The place of birthplace.
Yeah.
Gaur Vishnu Priya Lakshmi.
But with heart.
Small. Yes, small dwelling.
And then he kept him that you should look after all these things, property also, and also worship of deities.
Hmm.
And then he began this. And first year he announced that we will do parikrama.
That time he was initiated.
Huh?
That time he was initiated.
Oh.
Yes. And why he kept the mud?
Then, at this time,
yes,
he was with Bhakti Vinod Thakur for some days in
Godrum.
Godrum. And he told that I want to make him guru. But Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj refused and told that I will ask
Mahaprabhu Nityananda
if he will allow, then I will give. So for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days.
Few times he did.
Oh, I forgot.
To ask.
Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami began to fast, nothing eating.
Chandrayan Vrata, Gogra.
Chandrayan Vrata.
Chandra.
Means first
one bite.
Full rice.
Or like.
Then one.
The boon choice.
Less.
Like Chaturmasya.
Now, Jai Chandra, one every day, one
yes.
Part is increasing and decreasing.
The moon
like this, according to the moon.
Yeah.
First he left. Like.
Only eating with his mouth.
No.
Not with hand?
Not with mouth.
Hand.
Keeping in.
On
earth.
Floor.
Yes.
Earth.
Yes.
And like go grass.
Without
like cow.
Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without no using hands.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not
but not full stomach. One first day one bite, and two bite,
yes.
Three bites like
up
this.
Up to 15 and then decrease again.
Yes,
like this.
Are they called Chandra?
Chandrayan Vrata.
Chandrayan.
That like Chandra increasing and
the
decreasing.
The Vrata according to Chandra decreasing. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that, do you want to
kill this boy?
Kill this boy to go to Subhrasma. What is the duty of?
A sadhu for jiva.
Sadhu towards jiva.
Jiva daya.
So you should be merciful to him. And then by his
request
he gave him
initiation.
Then Bhakti, he came to Mayapur. And how I will preach everywhere the name of Mayapur. How all should know that this is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, he began to do so many festivals, and in that festivals, from Navadvip, from here and there,
Gaur Mandal,
all the groups of singers,
Kirtaniya,
they used to come, but he did not used to go to listen them. They were doing and thousands of persons
used to come.
Coming to here and by this way Navadvip Dham and after that.
So he did not listen to the Kirtaniya but he spoke Harikatha.
Yes.
Harikatha was
it. Yes.
The glories of
inviting them to collect the catch
to
the
collect,
people.
Like a pretext.
Yes.
Like we do.
Like Suman Bhattacharya.
Yeah, Suman Bhattacharya.
And then
Guruji.
He began to initiate now.
Guru, at that time Chaitanya Math was established?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya
Math.
Yes.
Why they kept it there? Why not Yogapit?
Because there was much more place.
Okay.
So Nath Mandir, everything.
Okay.
It was there.
And higher, little
and
higher.
That was Chandrasekhar Bhavan.
And it was little
so
higher.
From there,
for flooding of the heavens.
He began to preach. Gorkhasodas Baba Maharaji told, don't you go to Kalisthan, Kalikata. But he established first mart in
Kalikata.
First his mart was in Ultadingi Road.
Ultadanga Road.
And then after Bagh Bazar.
And after that
Bagh Bazar.
Bagh Bazar. And from there he began to preach in whole India and out of India. And thus Bhakti Vinod Thakur inspired him to preach in Western countries also. So Srila Saraswati Thakur sent Tirth Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, and others.
Gosai Maharaj.
And after that, by his inspiration, by order, Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, he went also and preached to our home.
By their mercy, now you are doing.
That time also there was mat in Yogapit.
Yes.
Small mat. Only for worship.
Yeah.
And then after they built big mat.
Prabhupada made
the mat.
One was a very rich person in Calcutta.
Yes.
Sakhicharan Roy made it, but he did not give any money to Prabhupada. He himself did.
Oh, by his own money he built everything.
Because he gave Prabhupada, then Prabhupada did not build a mosque. He used for preaching
and
that.
So, Gurudev.
Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati ki
jai.
Unke tiro bhav tithi
ki jai.
Jai.
Namaste.
Oh.